شراب ای گذشته ز جان در ره هدف، چون نجات انسان شعار توست، مرگ در راه حق افتخار توست.
Death with dignity is better than a life of humiliation. Standing against oppression is the reality we're facing. Innocent children cry as drones fly in the sky. The beauty of Pakistan is destroyed while the world stands by. Watching the women of Palestine raise their fist, watching the young men of Lebanon resist Zionists, watching the massacre across Asia and Africa. It's time for us to stand for humanity, because it's necessary to be independent if you want to live free, just as it was necessary for Imam Hussein to oppose Yazid. And from that history, we've learned righteous people sacrifice to get what they deserve. So it's absolutely incumbent to take notes from it. Struggle against oppression until we're free from it. Following the holy principles and proper leadership, believe in it, because only through unity will we persevere. And dear Ruhullah stated, the force to make every suffering disappear are tears for Imam Hussein. That's what our enemies fear. Salawat. Alhamdulillah, with the love of Imam Hussein and the sacrifice he's made, it gives us hope. And it gives us bravery and it gives us courage to overcome personal hardships just within our everyday life, which it seems like most of us probably deal with more. And it also helps us to overcome these global issues that are happening, whether it's poverty within the United States or whether it's onslaughts happening in across the ocean in Africa, in the Middle East. And subhanAllah, it's because of the sacrifice that the Holy Prophet ﷺ gave and the sacrifice of the Ahlul Bayt, particularly Imam Hussein, that we have the leadership from ulama like Imam Khomeini, like Hajj Malik al-Shabazz. It's because of the sacrifice of our leaders in Islam, meaning the Prophet Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Bismillah. Islamic revolution, we're on a move now. The resolution is we're free and we do vow to praise Allah as the one to whom we bow. And when the azan is called, we make dua and we plead loud. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Muqallab al-Qulub, Thabit Qulubna ala Dinek, al-ajal to the Imam we respect. We promise those are not just words. We live to serve his reappearance as we converge with each and every step. Prepare for his arrival by keeping our souls in check. Quran on recital in our iman we protect. With salat, harakat, amal to the death. Jihad and nafsa necessary to live correct. My heart's in regret, so I need to reflect on the mercy of Allah will free me from defects. The time is now, we can't wait a minute or a sec. The Prophet's divine way has a definite effect, so eject from hypocrisy and redirect to the prophecy of Imam Zaman, so your soul is set. Think about the world logically, the spirit must connect. Sujood is a reminder from the place we'll resurrect. Arise to the occasion, to what Allah expects. Follow Thaqalain, two weighty things, completely perfect. The grandson of the Prophet is special, you see. His impeccable faith, a lesson to humanity. Don't submit to oppression or vanity. A life of transgression is insanity. Take a stand against oppression like the Holy Family. This is an expression, a dedication to the people of truth. Appreciation for freedom-loving Hezbollah troops. They provide an impression to strive from our youth. To be a Shaheed while you're alive is the ultimate proof. I said, to be a Shaheed while you're alive is the ultimate proof. So when someone you know dies, don't cry, but regroup. Make a prayer and salute for the soul to bear fruit. Think and ask yourself, really, what is your pursuit? Because our time here on earth is so minute. We must strengthen our souls and never let it pollute. We must have faith in our role. Taqwa is the root. Tell me, how long is it going to take for us to awake and realize Imam Mahdi is awaiting on us to awake? He won't reappear if we have fear and weak faith. It's clear he is near. This is promised with fate. I'm not saying this year because no one knows the date. We always must be sincere to Quran and Ahl al-Bayt. Two weighty things we revere, dear Prophet said this so great. So as long as we adhere the spirit and keep our spirit straight, not careless or austere, but a moderate growth rate. We're on the frontier of the battle and the devil's not a snake, but more attractive, temporary and fake. Therefore, break your lust and ego. That's but only if you want to be free though. Think about Imam Imam Ali. How did he grow? Think about Fatima Zahra. How did she grow? Remain obedient to Allah. Remain patient and calm. We're agents of our Imam and we're ambassadors to Islam. Takbir. We're observant. We'll never be subservient. Islamic heartlands and chains, it surely won't be permanent. A civil servant for the oppressed ones in chains. Brothers and sisters, it's time for peace and justice to reign. From Malaysia, Pakistan to Morocco, we await the savior, chant the motto. No east, no west, Islam the best model for society and government. Devils want to plunder it. I wonder which path you'll choose. Brothers and sisters, acquire knowledge, never be confused. Alhamdulillah, or praise be to Allah. Let's stand tall against foes and spend nights repenting before the gate of mercy's close. Do good in this life, because we reap what we sow. If you do evil, hell will come in columns and rows. Spiritual refinement should be one of your goals, because death will never cheat you or any living soul. Death will never cheat you or any living soul. So strengthen it, heart. You don't want it filled with holes. Brothers are dying, sisters are crying. Come on, my dear friends, we must be rising. I said, brothers are dying, sisters are crying. Come on, my dear friends, we must be rising. I slam like Islam. My poetry is not a song. Uphold the knowledge and wisdom. Pour the mold for one system. Realize the truth of your religion. Be thankful for the things that you've been given. Recite the holy words that have been written. I want to see Muslim unity in the community between Sunni and Shia, from Houston, Medina to VA. Sisters emulating Hazrat the Khadija. Brothers standing tall like Rasulullah. We'll sustain like Ayatollah Sistani. Faith ingrained, not like Akami. Wa alaikum salam means in peace. Peace be upon you. So true our greetings to let the world learn from the good things we do. It's insanity how people are lazy like manatees when Islam is a benefit for all humanity. Can it be they can't see? Happiness is not a greed, lust, vanity. No profanity with this Muslim MC. I banish satanic verses like Imam Khomeini. I said no profanity with this Muslim MC. I banish satanic verses like Imam Khomeini. All praise be to Allah, the Creator. Send us the Holy Savior. Imam Mahdi, come now, not later. We won't rape up from the righteous behavior. I hold the mic in my fist because I'm a Ramsayer, but my fight is internal, external, verbal prayer. Let's unite tonight and spread to every acre. Muslims around the globe like the equator, tell them don't harass me, because there's cities in the United States called Tallahassee. That means Muslims were united with Native American Indians. Then there was a genocide like with the Palestinians, but we're too strong. We always persevere, praying before dawn, standing with no fear. The truth remains clear for over 1,000 years. Peace is on the way with justice and cheer. So open your eyes, clean out your ears. It's time to come alive and strive with your peers. No more crying out tears. We're reviving what's here. Grab the holy book and learn. Dirty crooks will burn because we belong to Allah, and to Allah we shall return. Brothers are dying. Sisters are crying. Come on, my dear friends. We must be rising. Salawat to Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. One of our dear guests who's here, our dear speaker is Maulana Baig from Florida, once told me when I was moving, I moved from South Carolina back to Washington, D.C. area, and there's a lot of different groups, Sunni, Shia, this and that. And one thing, advice that he gave me is, we have enough enemies. We need to build unity. And this is one thing, if anyone knows Maulana Baig, I was blessed to go with him on Hajj in 2009. One thing that he always emphasized is building unity, constantly. We know where we disagree with everybody. Why are we gonna emphasize differences? Build unity, specifically amongst followers of Ahlul Bayt, build unity around Imam Zaman, Imam Mahdi. This is a really crucial point because we can argue all day, but let's become stronger by building for our hope. What is our hope? Imam Mahdi. This poem is just something I wrote in reflection when I moved from South Carolina to Washington, D.C., thinking about those words. Bismillah. I'm not trying to be superstitious or over-religious, but his arrival would surely fulfill all my wishes, all my convictions, all my attentions, all my kisses at the gates of Jam Karon. But why is it I feel I stand alone? We await his command, yet every day postponed, his appearance date unknown. Mental minds bemoan the eventual time he roams, will torment the spine and bones for crimes they own. But why can't a simple sign be shown? His shrine, our home, moonshine on that dome. Truth finds true tone with this dua, Allahumma kun la waliyakal Jadd ibn al-Hassan. Imagine a moment so grand, justice in every land, yet the devil is still whispering, why believe in that, you silly human? Occultation is nothing but a hallucination. But forget old Shaitan, I'm gonna prove who's the patient. Yes, me, the worst one, always acting in the worst way. I'm improving my actions, I'll never miss another Thursday night. I look forward to recite. Du'a Kumail, my skin turns blue pale. I realize I'm the weak one who needs to invest some time to maintain myself on the straight trail. Now I see the signs real clear in everyday detail, from the snail to the hail to the female wearing the veil. It's like my soul is breaking out of jail, and Shaitan's still whispering, you surely gonna fail. Well, I crushed my ego and sent my sins to hell. I'm doing well and I know I will prevail, like Prophet Yunus leaving the belly of the well. The truest in praying is in Allah to my heart's avail. Now I see the signs real clear in everyday detail, even in my email. The story of occultation is surely no tall tale. People asking us, how can you believe in something you can't see? My response is to hold your breath and tell me, do you believe in something you can't see? Oxygen comes from the trees. Now tell me, do you believe in something you can't see? Show me the number infinity. Show me this devil you say that whispers to humanity. Tell me, do you believe in something you can't see? You believe in an evil entity that pushes you to sin, but you doubt about the righteous imam who's hidden. Who's the holy prophet's kin? Who are you kidding? I guess ignoring authentic hadith gives you hope. Nope, that's simply pathetic and weak. I said it, now seek prophecy wrapped in mystique. From the sky you will hear a loud shriek, then every girl and guy will hear him speak. If you kill a lie, this will be a defeat. But don't ask why, is he not here now to make time sweet? Cause the moment you die is when all the signs are complete. So prepare every day like it's the day before you and him meet. Salawat Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. I praise the Lord, not a woman or a man. Don't intoxicate my body with alcohol. I hammer, educate my mind and adhere to the command sent to Musa, Isa, and Solomon, the true natives and protectors of the Holy Land. They call us terrorists with a gun in their hand, shooting our sacred shrines, then telling us to be kind while they murder our children in Pakistan, Bahrain, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Palestine. Their friendly fire is fatal, like NATO with Sarajevo. They'll crumble in this lifetime for crimes against the faithful. You see, we are the believers who always remain strong. There's evidence and testaments in the Holy Quran. Echo of Islam, oppression will be gone. You say you can't see it, just look at the dawn. Rise like a phoenix, the zenith has come. Echo of Islam, this movement has been spawned. I was raised as a Muslim, praying to the east. Nature of my life relates rhymes that I release. No cease from the hell they've unleashed. They need to practice what they preach or accept what we teach. Islam means peace as they tear our brothers to pieces. And Jesus, peace upon him, said humans have something in common. We don't want war, but these devils keep bombing. The problem around the world is A-bomb and napalm. Great Satan abuse science made instruments of death. That's why Iran will not yield one step. They violated every human right in the U.S. Constitution, brainwashing citizens with alcohol and pervert institutions. Revolution? Not while you fog your mind with weed smoke. It changes something you'll never find. The family structure is ruptured. School systems are flustered. Uncle Scam has a plan to take the money out your hand. Why can't they leave innocent people alone? Stop supporting Zionists who steal people's homes. The Golden Dome in Iraq is our heaven on earth. Every day is a struggle because Allah comes first. It's an echo of Islam. Oppression will be gone. You say you can't see it, but just look at the dawn. Arise like a phoenix, the zenith has come. Echo of Islam, the movement has been spawned. We're on a rise, rise, rise to a whole new state. Open your eyes, eyes, eyes till your soul is awake. Praising Allah because the feeling is great. We are Allah's agents on this earth. We penetrate with love and devotion to Quran and Ahl al-Bayt, because the Holy Prophet said the two will never separate. We're keeping our patience because that's a beautiful trait. Even though it's usual for the world to say we spread hate, we act on principles. So let this truth resonate from the north to the south to the tectonic plates. A movement's going on, so get ready, take your place, sharpen your skills. Not a moment to waste, not a moment to wait. From Dearborn, Houston to Kuwait, we're carrying this weight. Therefore, we must demonstrate the best manners, the best standards. This religion is innate, but if you don't plan for the future, I call that a blind date, because you'll likely be a loser with a mind ache. We're not puppets on strings or supermen with capes. Allah gave us free will, but there's also some fate. So hold strong to Dhaka Lane and uphold this fate. Salawat Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Again, I would like to thank the organizers of this event, the community, everyone who put this together. It's my honor being here, and I ask everyone to please take heed to the words that dear Maulana Beg is going to bless us with. Again, thank you very much. Salawat to Muhammad wa alay Muhammad.